Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
In KSRM's continuing coverage of Decision 2020, the Kenai Peninsula Borough mayoral candidates participated in a candidate forum. They featured mayoral candidates Charlie Pierce, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, and Troy Nightingale, who did not attend. Among the subjects discussed in the forum, revenue, budget, sales tax increase, Central Peninsula Hospital, and school district spending. Next up in the forum, the candidates were given the opportunity to critique each other.
But I would like to ask Ms. Hutchins why I've been untruthful to my constituents and to the folks that live here in the borough.
I don't believe you've been untruthful. I just think you have avoided telling them what is going on. We have a huge deficit in our budget right now, and that should have been discussed long before the budget being turned into the assembly. COVID was not the reason for that. It was spending that you did before.
Later in the forum,
I'm curious as to why you felt that spending money, cash money, instead of going out and getting a loan or bonding for certain things that you had done in the borough that would have saved our savings account.
We had funding, and had our revenue continued and not been interrupted, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about the subject matter today. We would have adequate fund balance. We had a COVID event that some would not like to recognize, but it's truly going on today, and it will affect us for the next 20 to 24 months. And we have a plan that I'm comfortable with, and it's updated monthly.
Farnsworth, Hutchings, and Pierce are no strangers in debates, having participated in multiple debates against each other in years past. The race for Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor will be decided on Tuesday, October 6th. Complete audio from the candidate forum Thursday night is posted on our website, radiokenai.com. The House Oceans Caucus passed Senate Bill 1982, known as the Save Our Seas 2.0 Act. Alaska Congressman Don Young, caucus co-chair, introduced the bill along with Democratic Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici of Oregon. The Save Our Seas 2.0 Act will address the plastic in the ocean by improving the domestic cleanup and response to marine debris, incentivizing international engagement on the issue, and strengthening domestic infrastructure to responsibly dispose waste materials. This report says the legislation builds on the successes of the Save Our Seas Act, which was signed into law originally back in 2018. Congressman Young had this to say.
It is an issue. I agree with everything that's been said about the pollution on our oceans. And this is probably bigger than the oil spills of Exxon Valdez, is the plastics are in our seas, and we are got to take and address this issue. But we have to take the short step first, then we'll continue to do it. You know, in Alaska, the ocean is our highway. We need to clean it. We want to work on it. We have to address that issue. You know, plastic is one of those things that really do not deteriorate very rapidly. But when it does, fish will eat it, and we get condemned and contaminated fish. We do not need that in Alaska. America is not the worst polluter. There are other countries that pollute just equally or more.
The House Oceans Caucus is focused on environmental stressors, including ocean acidification, harmful algal blooms and hypoxia, marine debris, ocean data and monitoring, coastal resilience, and illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. That's KSRM News covering the Kenai in Alaska for over 50 years and found online at radiokenai.com. I'm Anthony Moore.